Now, as I said a while ago, the Heavenly Father here, as he uses the Holy Spirit, uses the figure of speech of a shepherd and his flock. And he uses a shepherd that does not feed his flock with food that is pure, but rather feeds his flock with contaminated food because he has trampled on it with his stinking feet. And does not give his flock pure water, and the Bible is mentioned as a symbol of water is a symbol of the Bible. And so the whole issue here is the Word of God. God is saying to his men, and don't leave me now, God is saying to his men, he's saying, you leave the book alone. You leave the book alone. He's saying, keep your stinking feet off my words. Keep your stinking feet. You see, the Word of God is the drinking water for God's people, the cleanser for God's people. And God says, you keep your stinking feet out of my word. And that's in the Bible right there. He says, you have fouled the water with your feet, and you have trampled with your feet the bread, the food. And God says, keep your stinking feet off of the bread, and keep your stinking feet off of the drinking water. Now, let me put that down where you can understand it. I'd like to say to the Zondervan people that published the NIV Bible, keep your stinking feet off of the Word of God. That's my drinking water. Keep your stinking feet off of my drinking water. I'd like to say to Broadman Press that put out another false Bible, and I'd like to say to the Broadman Press, keep your stinking feet out of my drinking water. I'd like to say to the Nelson publishers who publish more false Bibles than anybody else, and whose owner I know personally very, very well, I'd like to say to Nelson publishers, keep your stinking feet out of my drinking water. The Revised Version is dirty water. The American Standard Version is dirty water. The New American Standard Version is dirty water. The NIV is dirty water. The Reader's Digest Modern Revised or Condensed Version is dirty water. The New King James Bible is dirty water. Gideon's quit serving dirty water around America. American Bible Society quit serving dirty water. Contaminated by your stinking feet, they've taken the pure Word of God and changed it for a buck and changed it for a dollar. So-called Christian colleges take your stinking feet out of the Word of God. Out of quit serving dirty water. So-called Christian seminaries, with your intellihaintia, which is nothing more than stupidity, hiding behind the guise of scholarship, you keep your stinking feet out of my drinking water. Dr. Custer from Bob Jones University, who says that there's no perfect Bible in the English language, you keep your stinking feet out of my dirty water, my drinking water. Greek scholars, so-called self-styled Greek scholars, who are only called Greek scholars by other Greek scholars, you keep your stinking feet out of my drinking water. Oh, but you say, Brother Hiles, there are mistakes in the King James Bible. Okay, let's suppose there are, though you're not, that's not true. Show me the pure water then. I mean, show me the pure water. I've got to have it. If it's the American Standard Version, stand up and say the American Standard Version is flawless. Go ahead and say it. I'd rather you say that than say we have none. I mean, if the NIV is flawless, stand up and say it. I've got to have the pure Word of God. My Bible says I have to have it. Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every... Hey, sit up still, you new evangelicals tonight, and listen to me scream at you for a while. You've called us nuts, but he called you a nut tonight. You've called us unlearned. Let me tell you what a stupid idiot you are tonight. And I'm saying, get your stinking feet out of our drinking water. I've got to have it. We've got to have the pure Word of God. If the King James Bible isn't it, have courage enough to stand up and say, which one is pure? Our Bible says, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth, every word, not every thought, every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Father. In John 15:7, it says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you. Not my word, my words abide in you. And that's what you will, it shall be given you. In Deuteronomy 4:10, make them hear my words, John 14:23. If a man love me, he will keep my words. But if we're going to have his, we got to keep his words, we got to have his words. I mean the pure, unadulterated words of Almighty God. John 12:48, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words. John 5:47, how should ye believe my words? Luke 1:20, thou believest not my words. Mark 8:38, whosoever should be ashamed of me and of my words, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Mark 13:3, my words shall not pass away. Luke 21:33, my words shall not pass away. Isaiah 51:16, I have put my words into thy mouth. Jeremiah 1:9, I have put my words into thy mouth. Jeremiah 6:16, I will bring evil upon this people because they have not hearkened to my words. How can you hearken to his words if you don't have his words? 2 Peter 3:2, be mindful of the words spoken by the prophets. Revelation 1:3, hear the words of this prophecy. Revelation 22:19, if any man shall take away from the words of the words of this prophecy. In Jeremiah 11:10, they're turned back to their iniquities of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words. Job 33:1, hearken to all my words. Jeremiah 5:14, I will make thy words in thy mouth fire. Exodus 4:28, Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord. And Exodus 24:4, Moses wrote all the words of the Lord. In Exodus 32:44, Moses spake all the words of the Lord. In Jeremiah 26:2, speak all the words that I command thee. In Psalm 107:11, they rebelled against the words of the Lord. In Jeremiah 26:2, diminish not a word. Hear that? NIV folks, don't take a word out. Diminish not one word. There's got to be a book somewhere in this world that has all the words of God with not one word added, not one word taken away. I believe I have it in my hand tonight, but if this is not it, stand up and show me what it is. Psalm 119:103, how sweet are thy words unto my taste. Psalm 119:130, the entrance of thy words giveth light. Revelation 21:5, these words are true. Jeremiah 25:30, prophesy thou all these words. Proverbs 23:9, a fool will despise the wisdom of thy words. Jeremiah 3:12, go proclaim these words. Jeremiah 7:29, thou shalt speak all these words unto them. Jeremiah 26:15, speak all these words unto them. Jeremiah 51:61, thou shalt read all these words. 1 Thessalonians 4:18, comfort one another with these words. 2 Samuel 7:28, thou art that God, and thy words be true. Psalm 119:57, I would keep thy words. Proverbs 23:8, thy sweet words. Jeremiah 15:16, thy words were found, and I did eat them. Psalm 55:21, his words are softer than oil. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've gone through scripture after scripture and told you that we've got to have all the words of Almighty God. I'm simply saying, get your stinking feet out of my drinking water. Don't fool with my drinking water. Don't meddle with my drinking water. Keep your stinking feet out of it. Don't add to my drinking water. Don't take from my drinking water. Don't change my drinking water. Don't diminish my drinking water. Don't condense my drinking water. Don't make my drinking water easier to understand. Don't touch my drinking water to change it. Don't merchandise my drinking water. And that's why you get all these Bibles. There's not one stinking publisher in America that's putting these Bibles out because they want you to understand the Bible better. They're trying to make a buck. If Nelson Publishers, for example, listen to me, I'm preaching to you. Talk after a while. I got something to say to you. If the Nelson Publishers, if they think the Bible's hard to understand, why do they put out just one improvement and they keep out putting improvement, 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 and they copyright it all so nobody else can. Bless God, the King James Bible is not copyrighted. It's available to everybody. You've messed up the virgin birth with your stinking feet. You've messed up the sinless life of Christ with your stinking feet. You've messed up the deity of Christ with your stinking feet. You've messed up the blood of Christ with your stinking feet. You've messed up the imminent return of Christ with your stinking feet. Oh, but you say, Brother Hiles, the Bible is just hard to understand. You have got a hole in your head big enough to drive a Mack truck through. I did something last night. I took my Bible, opened it like that, and put my finger down. Just like I did then. I didn't know where it happened to open it. It says, hear ye now what the Lord said. Boy, that's a tough one, isn't it? Boy, somebody needs to put out a new Bible. Hey, look at me and look at me like we have to look at you when you criticize our Bible. Let me tell you something tonight. America didn't have policemen in our schools. We believe this King James Bible. America didn't have a bunch of dope problems. Marijuana was almost unheard of when America believed this King James Bible. When the teachers in our public schools started off the morning reading this King James Bible, believing this King James Bible, and before a bunch of self-styled scholars thought they could change the King James Bible to make a book, we had a nation worth something, brother. We're not going to save this nation till we get back to every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Father.